Now let me show you what happens. And we said a new freedom in your spirit. The first thing you begin to experience once you're broken in your spirit is this. Remember, he breaks your will. But in your spirit, here's what happens. You begin to feel this unusual harmony going on inside of you that you never felt before. Now let me tell you why that's true. Remember we said we have a body, soul, and a spirit. This body with its five senses is the way we relate to the world, to our environment. With all of its senses, all of its desires, all of its needs, all of its appetites. And then there is the soul of man. His mind, will, emotion, his conscience, his consciousness. And then there is his spirit. Now before you are broken, there is this continuous struggle and friction that goes on. And here's the struggle and friction. These five senses of ours have needs. We have needs for beauty. We have a desire for beauty, a desire for food, or appetites for food, a desire, appetite for knowledge, a desire, appetite for sex. There are many desires, all legitimate. When you and I are living in rebellion and playing God in our life and living in a subtle form of idolatry, that's what it is, then these senses get out of control. These desires get out of control. But when we are broken and our will is brought into submission to His will, here's what happens. This body takes its rightful place. That is, these desires and appetites, legitimate as they are brought into submission to what? To the Spirit of God. Our emotions are brought into submission to the Spirit. Then the Spirit within us controls our mind, our will, our emotion, our conscience, our consciousness, and also is in control of our body. So that the body and the whole set of emotion, mind, will, and emotion, and the Spirit are all now working in harmony to it with each other. What happens? The war is over. The struggle within is over. That strife is over. Why? Because Romans chapter 6, notice there if you will. Romans chapter 6, one of Paul's most important chapters he ever wrote, 6, 7, and 8, says in the 6th chapter, verse 14, for sin, that is the power of sin, shall not be master over you. Listen, that is the will of God, that sin would not reign over you. Verse 18, and having been freed, set free from sin's enslaving power, reigning power. Now listen, when you and I were saved, the truth is, now I want you to listen very carefully, this is the key. When you were, I were saved, the truth is, sin's power was broken. Now, if I did not realize that, I'm going to go on in my own strength trying to suppress these desires to get out of control. And so we go on in our life struggling with them, trying to suppress this one and trying to keep this one down and always trying to deal with these legitimate appetites that God has given us. But when we come to brokenness and this independent will within us is humble and submits to the will of God, and there is nothing left out there that we are holding on to, no thing, no desire, no purpose, no plan, no appetite, no relationship, when it's all yielded and surrendered. And my will and my desires and my dreams are all laid down. What happens is that body, soul, and spirit begin to function in the most beautiful, harmonious way, because now the Spirit is in control. I've made a decision to give up all my rights and to say, God, every appetite, every desire, every dream, every goal, I'm going to trust You to meet those in Your own time, and therefore I yield. You know what happens? And this is why I believe personally, when a person is spiritually right with God, now listen carefully to what I'm saying, they have a greater potential for good health than those who live in rebellion toward God. Because if the body and the soul and the spirit are functioning properly together, and there is harmony and no friction, then naturally there's going to be a better response in the whole physiological being. So one of the first things that happens is that there is a harmony between spirit, soul, and body.